Weather across the Midwest remains mostly favorable for this time of the year, even though we've had a problem with degree day accumulations and we've had some concerns about dryness across parts of the region. As we go forward through the next week to 10 days, we're probably going to see a little less intensity of rainfall in some areas, which will be welcome, especially in the corridor from Kansas into the Ohio River Valley, where we have seen the greatest frequency of strong, the intense thunderstorms, and we're going to see that one more time here today and into Saturday morning as a line of storms moves from west to east across this corridor. The storms will be most significant in Kansas and Missouri today, probably focusing on the lowermost Ohio River Valley tomorrow, and then finally tomorrow night into Saturday morning in the middle and upper Ohio Basin. We'll expect the precipitation to run 1 to 2 inches in some locations, and still some very heavy rainfall will occur in at least a few areas. Flooding is already a problem in some locations, mostly outside of crop country, but we may see crop areas more impacted by some localized flooding as we move forward through this period of time. The rain potentials in the northern parts of the Midwest are not likely to be very great for the next few days. We will see a generally dry pattern for the Great Lakes region and the uppermost portions of the Mississippi River Valley until there is a secondary cool front pushing through the region as we finish out the weekend and move into the early part of next week. Now, this new reinforcing shot of cooler air is expected to come across the region, producing some cloudiness and some shower activity, but I think it's going to be very difficult to support any kind of serious amount of rainfall, mainly because the original front, the one that's pushing through the Ohio River Basin today, tomorrow, and early Saturday, will have cut off the moisture influx from the Gulf of Mexico, trapping most of the moisture and the thunderstorm activity in the delta and the southeastern parts of the country. So when this next little frontal boundary comes in to reinforce the coolness, it won't have a lot of moisture to work with. So even though some of the computer forecast models have suggested rain would develop again on Sunday and move on across a fair amount of the Midwest on Monday and Tuesday, and I think that will happen, but the amount of rain that results will probably be rather light, running a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch most often. There may be a couple of locations that could get something locally heavier, but I really don't think it'll happen very often, and that includes the state of Iowa, where everybody's focus of attention has been here recently. We are expecting to see relatively dry conditions occur through a big part of the middle and latter part of next week as that secondary cool air mass stops into the region for a while. A surface high pressure system will center over the heart of the Midwest that should suppress all of the precipitation for a while. The second week of the two-week outlook this morning is of interest because the two most recent computer forecast model runs suggested that there would be a bit of a warming trend and continued less precipitation relative to previous forecasts this week. I'm not ready to completely buy into this, but I do think less precipitation will be a prospect that will verify for the lower parts of the Midwest, and we'll probably see temperatures a bit warmer just simply because we've drained all the coolness out of the Arctic for a little while. In the meantime, though, it will be cool here this first week of the two-week outlook. Temperatures often will run in the upper 60s and 70s across the far northernmost parts of the Midwest. Most everybody else will see 70s and lower 80s frequently. Low temperatures at night will be in the 40s and 50s across the north, and mostly 50s and some lower 60s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.